Let's go ahead.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. So, my name is Viktor Kolovachev, and I'm the creative director at HeSaw. We're representing here at E3 the game Blue Estate. Blue Estate is in the spirit of the good old arcade shooters like Time Crisis and House of the Dead, but is set in the universe of the Blue Estate, which originally was a comic book, and it's in the spirit of Snatch, Pulp Fiction, Get Shorty, and that kind of stories. And what's really original about it is that we brought it to PlayStation 4, and we're using the DualShock pad as a light gun, basically.
Oh, really?
We're using the gyroscope, and you don't need a PS Move, you don't need a camera, and you can play in any position you want to play, and it's really natural and really cool. You should try it.
So that's a demo right there?
That's the demo right there. The game is done, and it's hitting the market, and by the end of June, it'll be out. It's $19.99, and it's about 3-4 hours of gameplay, and we have a local multiplayer, 2 people.
Okay.
What's really cool about it is that Blue Estate is actually funny. It's we don't take ourselves seriously. It's a ridiculous story full of crazy things. It's told by Roy Devine Jr., who is a clueless private detective who's been investigated by the Federal Bureau of Procrastination and the Department of Injustice, who are watching out that you, as a player, spend your money well, and they will fact-check all the lies that he's saying to make sure that that you're not living in the dark. You just saw was a comment from the FBI.
Okay.
There. And in the game, you play 2 characters. The first one is Tony Luciano, and he's the son of Don Luciano, who is the boss of the West Coast Cause in Austria. Tony hates the world, and the world hates him back, and it all starts when, being the kid of such a powerful man, his dad once told him that your mother still cries herself to sleep every night for giving birth to such an imbecile. So now you can understand all the anger of Tony Luciano is coming from.
Yeah.
So he's a very entertaining character, and he does a lot of stupid things, which will make you laugh. And the other character you play is completely the opposite. It's Clarence, who is an ex-Navy SEAL. He's a black dude, and he's probably the only decent person in the entire story. He's patient, he is considerate, and he actually manages to go through his part of the story in a completely different way. But you, as a player, you end up being entertained every minute with crazy things such as corny chihuahuas trying to hump your leg, playing in a chicken factory, which is called OKFC, tastes like chicken, and other craziness such as fighting dictators. There's these twin brothers, Kim Bong-sik and Jim Bong-sik. They're really fun.
Sounds familiar.
Could be, yes, certainly. So, Jim Bong-sik.
He looks really familiar.
Yes, he does. And his missile just failed.
Okay.
That's what happens when you have missiles that just fail to launch most of the time.
That sounds very familiar.
Yes, it does. Well, cool. Yeah. And currently what you're looking at is a level where you play in the LA river tunnels, which have been converted to a secret cult church of the worship, the worshippers of the god Hua, who they believe that the world will end on 12/21/12. But the old Mayans gave us a clue and said that if you worship the god Hua, which is basically a gigantic chihuahua, it will come from the center of the earth. And if we all give out gold and we create the biggest golden bone possible, the chihuahua will pick our location and will carry us on the backs. Of course, the cult master disappeared on the day of doom with all the gold to Mexico, but was later captured by a couple of corrupt Mexican cops.
Wow.
So it is a packed story. It is entertaining on a story level, and we are very true to the hardcore rail shooters.
Right.
Like we have a system where it shows you, who's going to make damage next.
Yeah.
There's cover, which if you stay if you stay a little too long, you'll get destroyed, and so you have to move on. But every level is different. There's all sorts of gameplays. You change weapons every level.
Yeah, okay.
It's quite a lot of fun.
Okay. And this is for PlayStation 4?
This is for PlayStation 4.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, by any chance, was there plans to, like, perhaps dabble in, like, Project Morpheus, like VR, that sort of thing?
It's rather a positive answer, but I can't talk right now.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, but you should totally try.
I will.
Because I can say whatever I want to say.
Yeah.
But you should give it a try, because it'll take you a minute tops to get it, and then it's a learning curve. And now I play really well, you know.
Okay.
Actually, the person who kicks everyone's ass is our game designer, and she's the only woman in the team.
Oh,
she's
really?
The only one who can pass the last level on the hardest difficulty.
Oh, really?
Not even the level designer who made it can pass it. So it's funny.
Wow.
But
okay.
It's really a great learning curve. It's very easy to pick up, and you realize that you can get really, really good at it.
Okay.
Because all the shaking, it's up to you. If your hand is steady, your aim is steady. So it's pretty cool.
Well, I'll give it a shot for sure.
Yeah, give it a shot.
No pun intended.
Hey.